With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's an unusual and beautiful book, but is it an art book, a novel, or what? It's Sabine's Notebook by writer and illustrator Nick Bantock, and it consists of correspondence by an artist named Griffin and a young woman named Sabine who may or may not be real. Here's Nick Bantock.
What I've tried to do is to balance the words and pictures so they have equal significance, something that I'd never seen done in a book before.
The book is in the tradition of the epistolary novel, but
in a physical sense, what makes this one different is that the envelopes actually are in the book, and you get to take their letters out of the envelopes. So you have the delight of being a voyeur with permission.
Nick Bantock did all of the book's art.
When it came to this book, where I wanted to create lots of different atmospheres, I was using everything from sort of oil paints to collage to pastels to pencils and so on and so on.
Bantock also wanted to create a book that literally feels good.
We wanted it to be a very tactile, very sensual, to actually feel great, so that you, when you held it, you got a sense of satisfaction, a sense of pleasure.
Bantock, having created pop-up books for children, says creating a book with real letters and postcards wasn't all that hard.
The problem was getting a printer who could come up with the quality and also the price,
which is just under $18. Sabine's Notebook ends in a cliffhanger, which won't be resolved until the final volume in the trilogy is published next fall. Chronicle Books published Sabine's Notebook by Nick Bantock. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Illustrator Nick Bantock was in the post office one day, and he saw someone opening some exotic-looking mail.
It wasn't until I saw someone else getting some mail that I craved, desired, just at the general post office, and walking away and thinking, I'd like something like that.
Are you trying to tell me that you never got mail before?
Yes, but there's a difference between the junk mail and the garbage that most of us see constantly falling out of our boxes, and one of those blue letters, an overseas letter with a great stamp on, a kind of Christmas excitement.
So Nick Bantock wondered how he could get mail like that.
And I thought, well, why don't you write to yourself? And then I thought, no, that's silly. But I could have two people writing to each other.
So he created a book called Griffin and Sabine, a blend of art and words, in which the reader actually opens envelopes in the book to join the world of an unhappy London artist named Griffin.
He gets a postcard suddenly from someone who lives across the other side of the world in the South Seas, who, as the story develops, is clearly almost the opposite of his own personality.
A young woman named Sabine, who may or may not exist.
In the end of the first book, he's told her that she doesn't exist, that he invented her.
The recent second book in the series, Sabine's Notebook, has Griffin fleeing London as Sabine, whom he has never seen, occupies his studio. The book does not resolve the mystery of Griffin and Sabine.
Part three is called The Golden Mean, and it comes out this time next year.
But don't wait! Sabine's Notebook by Nick Bantock is one of the most moving and charming books of the year, published by Chronicle Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer and illustrator Nick Bantock is no stranger to children's books.
I was a cover illustrator for 15 years in London, and it wasn't until, I guess, when we moved to Canada about 5 years ago that I completely packed that in. Then I got involved in doing pop-up books.
Bantock created nearly a dozen pop-up books for children before he started working on Griffin and Sabine, a series of books that blends art with real letters and postcards. The most recent is Sabine's Notebook, published by Chronicle Books. Nick Bantock says he lived most of his life in London, but got fed up and moved to British Columbia.
The difference I have found, personally, between North America and England is in England, if you come up with an idea, 10 people will tell you why you can't do it. If you come up with an idea in North America, people would say, sure, go ahead, do it, try. Let's see how it works out. And for me, that was liberation.
Bantock and his family live on an island 20 minutes by ferry from Vancouver.
We have a doctor. A dentist comes once a week. We have a general store, a couple of pubs, cafes. There's enough there without it being like living on the mainland.
There's been a lot of excitement about Sabine's Notebook, and Nick Bantock has been on a continental tour. He's also worked on two new books that will be published in the coming year, including the final volume of the Griffin and Sabine trilogy.
But come the new year, I'm going to take a break. I've just worked myself pretty close to the ground, and I need to spend a lot more time with the family and regenerate my batteries.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.